אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom, my name is Carmela Flesher. I live in Melbourne almost 40 years. I have two children, Itai, who lives with his family in Israel, Jerusalem, and Roy, who lives in Toronto, Canada.
So you're all alone in Melbourne?
I live on my own, so alone is a different story by itself. I live on my own. I've been doing personal development for the last 35 years. So this virus or this situation caught me mentally and physically and socially in a very good place.
I wanted to ask you, Carmela, you were in Melbourne and you actually experienced the lockdown, the very severe lockdown in Melbourne. How did you cope with it? How did you come out of it?
It's a very good question, I have to say. How did I cope with it and how did I get out of it? I don't feel that I'm out of it yet. Yet I would like to share with you and the listener what method I took in order to feel safe and happy. So in the beginning, I was bombarded by the TV, the radio. My phone was attacked with all sort of video, and I started to feel vulnerable, especially when we were not allowed to leave the house after 8 o'clock in the evening, and I started to have some dream, nightmare, I'd say, and in my dream, I was thinking, oh, what will happen to me if I'm going to die at home? Who will give me a kosher burial? And Jewish people have specific laws about how to be buried, and I'm a very practical person, and I got up in the morning thinking, where this thinking came, and I had to do something about it, and I did.
We are talking to Carmela Flesher from Melbourne, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. So Carmela, you got nightmare that you may die and nobody even would know about it. What did you do about it? Because this is very depressing and very scary.
Yes, it is very depressing and scary, yet I do have a remarkable friend, Rami Baron from Sydney, and he came up with genius idea, and he said, Carmela, every morning at 7 o'clock, I'm going to text you a mojo, a smile, and you text me back. And if you don't do that, I will ring you. And if you're not answering the phone, then give me two phone numbers of your neighbor that they can actually come and knock on your door. And that's exactly what I did. Absolutely genius idea. And I approached my neighbor and I gave them the key of my house. And I said, I live on my own. Would you be willing to adopt me as a member of your family? And I will adopt you as my member of a family. And the response was amazing, very positive.
What did it mean to become a member of your family?
It means that practically that if they went shopping, they would ring me, do you need something from the supermarket? Are you feeling well? At some stage, I wasn't feeling well, and my neighbor came and took me to the hospital and waited outside for 2.5 hours and then picked me up and make sure I have enough food. I keep Shabbat, so on one Friday when it was really hectic, I forgot to close the boot of my car, and I forgot to put my special light next to my recliner chair, and I knocked on her door, and she came, and she was like, this is your Shabbat table? It looks as if you are waiting for the Queen of England to have a guest. So beautiful. So they really got involved with my culture and my well-being as well.
And do they have children, your neighbors?
Yes, absolutely. One couple, an Aussie, and they have two children between the age of 4 and 6. Actually, they are coming today from Brisbane, and I prepared dinner for them. And the other couple have an 18 and 16 years old, and they are Greek, and it's absolutely remarkable.
So suddenly you discovered your neighbors and they became your family, which is remarkable, Carmela. And what about the outside world besides your immediate neighbors? When you walk in your neighborhood, do you feel any difference?
I feel, that is a very clever question, Itza. I feel different. When I was walking in the park or in my area or going to the gym and all of this, people were minding very much of their own business, walking with the phone and a headphone. And now it's different. I always smile to people, and when I say hello, they sometimes just nod with their head, and now they're so open for conversation.
Oh, really? So you feel people open actually to each other and are more friendly?
They're more friendly because I can feel as a Qigong teacher the energy there and the body language. And if I walk in the park and I see an elderly man sitting lonely there, I will start a conversation, and by the end I know that's the only meaningful conversation he had for the day.
So this is fantastic. So there is something very positive came out of this coronavirus.
A lot of positive thing. I don't know, did I say that I covered my TV with white tablecloth for 9 months, and I did not watch TV or listen to the radio and ask my children or close friend to give me important information that I need to know. I managed to sort out 300 books and find home for them, did more painting, reading, more meditation, checking whatever clothes I don't need and find place for them.
So you tidied up your house as well?
Absolutely, and worked in the garden and enjoyed. I mean, just last month I filled up 3 green bins. And I was so proud of myself because 10 months ago I wasn't so physically fit to do such a thing. And during this lockdown, I walked 10 kilometers every morning, 5 in the morning and 5 in the evening. And I've done it with my neighbor or with her children.
That is incredible. Carmela Fleischer, thank you so much for sharing your experiences, your optimism with our listeners. And we wish you all the best for 2021. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.